Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. We got a great show. I love Linda. I love Linda anyway. Linda is my producer. She is the orchestra leader for everything the Dr. Pat Show. She's also the glue and the conduit between all of our hosts and all of the other production things we do and the creative energy. And somehow, no. Kimberly's gonna take this. What happens is she lines up the perfect shows.
Yeah.
Now, yes, it helps. She's a triple Virgo. But in the end, I wonder if she's living an intuitively inspired producer life. That's what we're talking about today. Kimberly Barrett, living an intuitively inspired life. So we're going to take this to a whole new level today. And I don't know if you all noticed, but this is a hot button this week for us. So psychic medium, energy healer, mentor, divine feminine leader. I want this to be a call-in show for all of you. I want you to be able to work with Kimberly. I want you to be able to really call in and think to yourself, I'm on the fence about this, or I'm a little stuck here, or I don't know what you're talking about when you talk about the world of possibilities, Pat. So I want to make this show for you as Kimberly takes us on a journey of what this really means as a psychic medium and a healer, the whole thing. What does this mean when we're tapping in to this thing that we call intuition? 1-800-930-2819 for sure. I want to make sure you got that. I've got Jacob here, I think, Olivia, I got Benny here, and I've got the most amazing Kimberly Barrett. Yay for you.
Hi.
You know, okay. So I want to start out with the comment and then I want you to take it away. I now know that I said this on a show yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
After being called Pat the Brat for most of my young years, like till about 9 or 10, I think I'm still called that a little bit. I don't think Benny does it anymore, but anyway. After that, I started to be called Lucky.
Uh-huh.
Right. And it stayed with me. It even stays with me now. Oh my gosh, we can't believe it. You're so lucky. I mean, I play a sport and I can't tell you how many times either the opponents or my partners say, wow, that was lucky. Now I know it's not luck. What is your take on that, most amazing Kimberly Barrett?
You're bringing me in. So the first concept that I bring up whenever I'm teaching is energy, right? and understanding that we are all made of energy, that absolutely everything is energy. And I was thinking about that in terms also, you know, the metaphysical community who has always been seen as kind of woo-woo and weird and things like that, have understood things in terms of energy. And now science is actually catching up to it and starting to tell us that that's not woo-woo, that's actually fact, that everything is made of energy, vibration, and frequency. And then I love what you said, because you started to live a life where you've shifted your thoughts, you're setting your intentions. This is what I'm intending. Well, I intend for everything to go my way, then I'm sending the energy out and asking the energy to do that. And that's what I'm hearing from you. And then if you follow your intuition, what is our intuition, right? I tell people intuition is something you are born with. Every human being on this planet has been born as an energy being projecting out into an energy environment. And one of the things you came in with is this energy system that gives us information more than just what I see, feel, hear, taste, touch, right? Those are the outward stuff. Science is starting to tell us that some of what we think we see outward is, you know, less, what's the word for it? They're giving me some energy as I'm bringing this in.
Well, I think
less accurate and- than, thank you. Yeah. I knew you were about to bring that word in, like less accurate than our actual intuition. For the intuition, I lovingly call it the clairs. It's our ability with our inner seeing, our inner hearing, our inner knowing, right? That inner truth that's happening, and that we can gather that information and sense into the energy. And then we have what we need and we follow that. When you're following that intuition, you start to lead this amazing life. You know, I call it taking inspired action, right?
Yeah. I love this conversation because you're teaching something. Okay. And what you're teaching is not just this intention, not just this into it, right? You're teaching the dynamic energy and interaction of the three. And I was talking to you before the break, and actually in the chat, I just sent you an example of the Venn diagram, because when you take them and you put them in the flat version that we, not the two-dimensional version that we have to look at to begin with before we go to 3D, what you see when you put those three together, that together their power is exponentially greater than any one. If you take two of them and you look at the overlap of two of them, that exponential power is greater than any one individually. But what you teach people is how to do the dance between them. It is a dance, right? To be honest with you, it's a Latin dance.
It's a Latin fun, exciting dance. I know what Latin dance looks like. It's juicy. It's fun. It's exciting. Right. And that is what we were meant to be. And I call it on this planet, living this, you know, I have two different analogies. You can see it as a school that we're in, or you can see it as a game that we're playing. And once you learn the rules of the game, it is so fun and so juicy. And I love that you just use Latin dance, because I danced my whole life. That once you learn, like with classical ballet, once you learn the rules of classical ballet, you can create just about anything within, you know, the sort of like rules of the classical ballet, right? And it's the same thing with Latin dance. Once you learn and understand the sort of like little steps, then you can create all the in-betweens and really create an amazing, and actually now I'm getting more analogy on this Latin dance pad. I'm so glad that you brought that up, because now I'm not just seeing, so you learn the little steps, right? So we have like the intention, we have intuition, we have taking inspired action, and you learn the steps. Then you get with a partner, and the partner is the divine creator, that infinite intelligence that's there. So you come together with that energy, and then you're co-creating this amazing, like fun Latin dance in your life, right? And as you go, you're improvising and creating, and just, it's been juicy for me.
Right.
Right.
And, you know, yeah. I mean, so part of this is, oh my God, you use my other favorite word, right? You use my other favorite word, juicy. Now, I was talking to somebody before the show, and we were just talking story. And I was talking about a couple of things in my life, and juicy in a good way would not be like how you think about it. But when I reflect back now I was sharing an interesting story about being 19, being pulled over in my red Volkswagen with the peace sign, and then like having a caller, having the policeman pull me up, just like they did. I mean, mistake number one, having a red Volkswagen Beetle with peace signs all over. Hello. Just put the big fat flag out there. And then he pulled me over and he said, you know, you hit that other car. I said, yeah, that's my friend. That was like an accident. And he said, that's right. And you left the scene of the crime and she did. I said, oh no, but we're going to the same place. Anyway, he saw my leftover food bags in the back. Like, okay, I'm 19. I ate in my car, just saying. And he starts to go through them. And I had a couple of drinks, just saying. And I went to grab his arm. And you have those moments, and they're intuitive moments. Leave it to me to be wearing my Jimi Hendrix long shingle. Hinge gets caught on his gun. He pushes me away. The gun starts to get pulled. He pushes me again. The gun goes flying out of the holster. So he's thinking I went for his gun.
Oh, no.
Me of all people. But here's the intuitive part of the story. You know, get to court, got a public defender. And the public defender's like, don't tell that story. What? Tell this other story. I said, but that story you want me to tell, that is not the truth. And so I'm standing, it was my turn. And I had that moment, intention,
moment,
right? Hello, what we were talking about. I had that moment where all three came together. And I just said, you know what? That's what I told the judge. I'm 19, remember? I said, you know, my attorney told me to say something different, but I'm not going to tell you that. And I'm like, I'm going to tell you what happened, exactly what happened. And I said, I have the jacket with me and I put it on 45 minutes telling the judge. And I said, let me demonstrate it. You know, and I start to walk over to the policeman and the judge is like, wait a minute. What's the end of that story? Everything you're talking about with those three eyes kicked in. I don't know how, but the decision to tell the truth.
Yeah.
That's where that came from. And I was telling the person on the call before, I said, here's what the judge said. You're either the stupidest person I've ever met, or this is the truth.
Yeah.
And I said, it's the truth. I'll show you. He said, no, we're not going to have any gun handling in my court. And I got charged with offering to engage in an argument with an officer. But if I didn't follow that, I don't know if I'd be here.
Yeah, that would have been such a different
experience. How many moments, really, right? Tell us how many moments in our lives do we go through decisions like that?
Well, I've had many of those decisions like you're talking about, and I know that our listeners have had a ton of different decisions like that. One of mine was, you know, slightly similar to yours, and I did the opposite. And it was what taught me that following intuition is better than not following it. When I looked back on it, it was, you know, me having a little one too many drinks as a teenager. I was like 20 and having this very loud intuition tell me, don't do that, when I was going to put the key in the car. And of course, I got pulled over and had to suffer the consequences of having followed what my intuition was like, don't do that, walk instead. It was possible to walk where we were going. And then in my life today, I love what you're saying. How many times, and you know, look at intention. It depends on our intention. Like, your intention is to live this honest life. You know, my intention is, you know, to not get in trouble for lying when I'm already in trouble for something else I didn't do. Right. So I have this intention that comes in, and then you followed the intuition. And that's been magic for me. Is intuition comes up, and the magic is when you actually choose to take that inspired action. So you have the intention behind it all, right? Like, I intend to only create good things in my life, then when I get the intuition, I need to follow it.
Yeah.
That inspired action.
Yeah.
Right. So I love what you're saying about, and I'm sure our listeners have many times where you've either not followed it and it didn't go so well, right? Or you get that intuition and you actually follow it. And I think one of the toughest things is like following it no matter, and this is what I love about your story, letting go of what everyone else thinks. And that was that moment that I just heard in your story for that following an intuitive life, is you've got to let go of what everyone else thinks and do what your intuition's telling you to do. And I think that's how you came out on top, because your intuition's like, do it this way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Follow this.
And, you know, and let's talk about for a minute, if you could just give us, I know you're working on an ebook and a bunch of other things. Yeah. And we've got a great call. We've got one of our listeners going to chime in here in a second. We'll bring Barb on in a second. But we have never been at a place, I think, before in humanity, where what you are creating and are discussing is one of the most important things for us to learn. Absolutely. Because we are not made to sift through thousands and thousands and thousands of tweets and Facebook and emails. You know, that is not us. And we have to somehow sift those which, oh, that one, let me look at that one, right? The lack of using what we're talking about today, intention, right? The lack of that in the world we live in. And what I mean by lack of it, not being able to live an intuitively inspired life, that will cause more stress and will take us down a pathway that even though we didn't intentionally want to go down, we went down. You see what I'm saying?
I do. And I love that you say that, because you also know that I've done licensed clinical social work in an intensive outpatient program for mental health. And what I found with most of the people in there is a lot of the depression, anxiety, the stress, things like that is coming from not honoring that true intuitive nature within us. You know, so basically, instead of setting intentions like, you know, deliberate on purpose intention for my life and really on purpose living life, right? Mindfully aware, living on purpose, that type of deliberate intention, what we're doing is our subconscious programming's running the show. Mm-hmm. And what other people are telling us is running the show, right? And that's what I see with a lot of us is if we are, you know, the word I like to use lovingly is when I was asleep and not aware of this. And then when I started to have that awakening, we talk about that spiritual awakening, I started to wake up to, wow, I actually do have choices in this life. I actually can tap into some type of energy and power, you know, that can guide me. I have this intuitive guidance system, right?
Yeah.
And so that intuitive guidance system, I love what you say, that throughout the day, instead of, you know, I think about when I was looking, sort of like I decided my intention was to move from Baltimore, Maryland to Knoxville, Tennessee. And what I decided to do was to allow myself to be intuitively led through the whole thing.
Yeah.
I had people around me that thought I was crazy.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, when you live an intuitive life, don't tell people what you're doing.
Oh
you
my know, gosh, they don't. Have,
they have, what did Wayne Dyer say? They have, you know, disregard other people's good opinions. They have good opinions, but it's not following your intuition. And I followed intuition to the point that I had no idea where I was going to land up. And I thought, seriously, I'm going from Baltimore, Maryland, down south is what I was told. So, of course, I thought Asheville, right? Of course, I'm going to go to Asheville. You know, I'm a psychic medium. I'm like, you know, as woo-woo as they get in that way, right? So I'm going to go to Asheville. I end up in Knoxville, Tennessee. And I'm thinking, how am I going to fit in Knoxville? Well, as I'm following intuition, taking the intuitive guidance. And the thing that I didn't do that a lot of us do is, and I get caught up in this every once in a while, so I'm not perfect at it, is I'm only taking inspired action. So I'm not going to sit in front of the computer spinning out over where am I going to live? Where am I going to live? Where am I going to live? What am I going to find? I'm not like making things happen and gripping at the steering wheel and all that, you know, like just like trying to force things. What I'm doing is I'm setting that intention. All right, we're going to go move. That's the intuition that's coming to me. I'm going to move. It's going to be somewhere down south. And then I just allowed things to unfold. And a lot of people are like, well, if you're just doing that and you're just in meditation and visualizing and, you know, you're just feeling the energy, where does the action come in? And I'm like, every time I was given inspired action, that intuition to do this, I did it. So it's following that gut and it's following what I'm being guided to do. And that's what I'm hearing from you, that instead of going on my email and being like, oh, you know, making myself crazy, it's like this one, this song, this thing, do this next, right? What do I do with this day? Do this right now. And it's following that inspired action. And my life goes so much smoother when I'm doing that than when I'm spinning around in my head.
Yeah. I love this. I want to just hop over, Benny. I want to hop over to the phone because what you're talking about is, you know, you're talking about spinning, right?
Spinning out.
I think that's like a song, like an old, you know, like a throwback, as Benny would call it, song, spinning wheel. I mean, that is like a really like,
spinning
I think,
wheel. 60,
yeah, something like that song. But for now, we've got one of our fabulous listening audience, watching audience joining us today. Benny, why don't we bring Barb on?
Hi there. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Barb. How are you? How can we help you today? I want to know your comment.
Hi, Barb.
Well, Hi. So I'm about to experience more freedom than I've had in 25 years, and I'm working on that inspired action that you were talking about. I typically am needing to get a bonk on the head, like repetitive numbers from my guides. Like, I don't know, going through this change that I've been going through, I've been seeing a lot of like 555, and my new parking space is the number 5, which means change. And so I'm wondering if you could connect with my psychic guides and see and help me ask for their support in
more directions. I love what you just said. Yeah. I'm like, my sense around it, sorry, my connection's a little unstable. So hopefully I'm still.
I hear you.
Yeah. 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 And you know, let me just comment, you, Barb, like, for a minute.
Yeah.
I know this is like heavy on your heart. I can feel it.
I can feel it too. Yeah.
I feel it. Go ahead, Kimberly, take it away.
Yeah. And what I was seeing was you're on your path. And whenever we go through those fives and 555, what it's asking us to do is allow the changes to happen around us and to really, like, this is the hard part as humans, is to really let go. And that's where we can grieve, because a lot of things are shifting and changing, staying in the knowing that things are working out for you. And as things fall away, know that what you've asked for is actually coming in and you're taking those inspired actions. And what I'm sensing around all of this is that, like, it's really difficult when relationships shift and change, you end up with all this freedom, and then, like, the ego steps in and it wants to bring in fears and things like that. So what your guides are suggesting right now, I'm tapping into some guides that you have. I'm seeing a lot of angels and a lot of spirit guides around you, that what they're suggesting is to give your fears to them. and that you are being guided. Part of that is to get quiet. And sometimes it's hard to get quiet when the monkey mind's going really fast, right? Is to get quiet, allow the messages to come in. And then when you go to take that inspired action, it's asking your guides to release the fears and give you the courage to step forward into whatever it is you're being suggested. So that's what I would offer right now. Do you have further questions behind that?
Yeah, Barb, I know you have a follow-up question. What is it?
Well, I'm having to hang on to the family home for family reasons.
Yes.
And yeah. However, I don't want to stay where I am, and I'm just wondering. There are a lot of attractive places to go, but I'm worried about that ego thing. It's like you said, am I making this decision because of fear, or am I, you know, making this decision because it's what I should be doing right now? And I know about the should thing, but you know.
Yeah, I'm going to give you my short version. When I packed up everything in 1992, December, 1992, and I made a decision to pack up everything, sell my home, and move from Montclair, New Jersey, to Capitol Hill in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody thought I lost it because I made the decision so clearly, right? And the only hiccup I had was it going to be Seattle or San Francisco? I had a friend in one friend. I knew one person in Seattle. I knew one person in San Francisco. And I flipped a coin. And the person that was helping me drive, Seattle came up. And the person that helped me drive across, was driving across the country at the time, said, "You sure you don't want to do best 2 out of 3? And I said, no, but this is how ignorant I was about this. I mean, I was so clear about it and so clear to do it that I drove across the pass in December. Okay. Nobody in their right mind does that ever. It was the most white knuckle, scariest ride I ever did, coming over multiple passes after being snowed in Sturgis with no chain. So I didn't know that, but here's what I want to say about this situation for you. And then Kimberly will jump in.
Yeah.
I was talking to someone 2 days ago that had almost similar situation, Barb, but without you going into personal, had a home, knew to keep it for the family. And basically I said, why don't you rent it? And she looked at me like genius. And I looked at her like, okay, then. So you have options. But here's the way I make intuitive decisions. And I will check myself every 10 seconds. If it's light, it's right. Yeah. If it's not light, no judgment, right? It needs another option. Does that make sense to you, Barb?
Yeah, that makes sense. Makes sense.
So when you think about selling that home, how does that feel, light or not?
It just seems like the wrong choice.
Yeah,
and I don't have to sell it. I don't to sell it. I just don't want to stay in it.
Yeah. So, but you're not looking at, you're looking at light. So what does light look like? Okay. You can't see me because you're like probably on the phone, but we're on Facebook.
I'm on the phone. Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. So, but just imagine me, right? Because you can actually hear me smile. Kimberly's like smiling too.
I'm getting the same things Pat's getting sense into it. Is it light or heavy for you? Is it a yes or no answer for you?
Yeah.
And when it's no, you're keeping the house, but there's a million other alternatives.
A million other options. It's so funny because I had to do this yesterday. One of my folks said, "Hey, Pat, I need you on a call tomorrow." And I said, "Okay, great. What time? Morning works for me." "No, it has to be the afternoon." Okay. Like my heart dropped, right?
Mm.
Why? Am I that? No. I secure Wednesday afternoons for ping pong. Seriously, right? Why? because it changes my brain. It's one of the only things I do to reduce stress. So I could feel when she said that, and this was a really important call, by the way, Barb. This was like one of those, as an owner of a company, you don't not do the call and go play ping pong. And I just said to her, I said to Jenna, how about finding if we could do it in the morning? Now, I would have done that call and I would have changed the situation, but you have freedom now. You said it, Barb. You haven't had this much freedom. What'd you say, in 25 years?
25 years.
When you get freedom, this is a whole new way of living now, because you don't have anybody over your shoulder saying to you, Barb, nope. Not going to go to that. You can't go to that. We're not going to go to the movie like Barb. Just no way. We're going to go to the movie to see Morbius, right? You're like, oh, I'm going to go to the movie now. I really want to go to the movie. I'm going to go see that movie. I'm going to go to the movie. You have to now learn this new sense of freedom. And what Kimberly is saying, she's going to jump in here in a minute. The best way for you to learn this is what? Intuition, Kimberly. Tell her about intuition.
So I relate 1,000% and have had similar experiences. So when you're going to make that decision, knowing that your intuition is going to guide you through all of it. And that is, you know, you set your intention, which is, okay, I'm intending to keep the house, but I don't want to live in the house. That's my intention. So what you're asking of your guides and the intuitions you want to receive is, well, what's my next step? I'm not going to stay in the house. I want to move someplace else. I feel like you're drawn to a completely different state. You don't even want to stay in the same area. And, you know, I'm getting that thought that there's ways you can do that. Like Pat was talking about with, like, you know, renting it. There's just a lot of different things you can do where people can, you know, kind of keep an eye on the house. You're not just getting people to rent it. You can also get people that can be like landlords and oversee it for you while you're not in town. So all these potential possibilities come in. And I love what Dr. Pat was saying is follow your intuition on it. And what I heard you say is, well, it's sort of like, how do I know the difference between those emotions and that intuition? And that's a huge one. Yeah. Emotions are like waves, right? They like come, they peak, and then they go back out. If you can ride your emotion fully through and release all the emotion out and then get to that quiet place, then the intuition comes in. And the thing about intuition is you don't have to go looking for intuition. It will come to you.
Yeah.
And that's that sort of like feminine energy stance where I'm going to allow this information to come to me. And what I'm sensing for you is you get to create this now. That, you know, what Pat was saying, that you have the freedom, you get to create and choose what direction you want to go in. It's sort of like, if I intend to be in the mountains, then I'm going to start focusing on that, use all the creative visualization around feeling that, sensing that, being in that. Or if you choose the ocean, then that's something that you're doing. Or if you want a city life, then you're seeing that. And then the intuition will give you the guidance steps along the way.
Yeah.
And the thing about intuition is that letting go of the grip. Like you were saying that you're seeing all these fives, and I got excited for you. I'm like, when I see fives everywhere, I'm like, on the one hand, ready for stuff to like kind of get challenging in a way, right? Like stuff's going to fall away and it's going to get a little challenging. And at the same time, yay, if I let go and allow this stuff to go, then things are going to unfold. So that's that following that intuition. Mm-hmm. And in the moment, it sounds like you have that intuitive guidance that you want to keep the family home, yet you don't want to stay where you are. Yeah. And in energy, it's understanding that you're infinite, unlimited energy. So who says you can't?
Yeah.
Right. And that's when I'm letting go of old ideas and releasing old stuff. So that's what I offer you.
And by the way, Barb, you can get a hold of Kimberly and do a much longer session. Oh, can I just give you a bit of trivial for a moment, and then I'll let you go, Barb. I know we kept you here along. Do you want to?
Yeah, thank you.
Certainly, certainly. No, thank
okay,
you.
Okay, ready for a little trivia?
Mm-hmm.
In the Powerball, oh, she's going there, right? Yes, I am going to go to the lottery. In the Powerball for April 11th, the first number picked was 5. I'm not telling you to go get a lottery ticket. It's just an observation, okay?
I need to go get a ticket.
And I love, like, think about the symbolism of lottery and 5 being the first number and things like that. It's like you can have whatever you want. It's just remembering to get in alignment. And that's the other piece that I usually remind people of when I'm teaching is manifestations are more powerful when I'm in alignment with my highest and best and the highest and best for all.
Yeah.
If I practice being in that alignment, then I'm following intuition that's in alignment with my
Give them your website, Kimberly. Can you?
Yeah. So yeah, it's sharing
how to get a hold of you.
Yeah, it's sharingloveandlightshow.com. I also have a transformation talk radio show called Sharing Love and Light Show. I love Dr. Pat and the transformation talk radio.
Thank you.
I do. I've been bragging it and suggesting that people, you know, start their own shows and things like that. But mine is Sharing Love and Light Show. That's all one word, .com. And it tells you all about me and all about, you know, the things that I do, classes that I teach. And I do individual sessions. I do intuitive coaching as well as, you know, one-time intuitive guidance that people will do.
Yeah. I love it. Thank you, Barb, for calling in. Kimberly,
thank you.
Yeah. I love it. Can you just check back, Barb, check back and let us know how you make out. You don't have to come on air, but you can just give Benny a message if you want. Okay. Or you can email me at info@thedrpatshow.com. We just want to know how you're doing.
Let us know how it all like fans out as you follow intuition and take that inspired action.
Oh my God, that 5 is in my head. Benny, how about we take a little short break and we'll be right back and bring it all together with the most amazing Kimberly Barrett.
Melissa Johnson is a certified life coach, author, speaker, and creator of Wow Ministries, Worship Over Worry, designed to give you the tools needed to live a life of purpose. You have a choice daily to worry about your life and give up the fight or decide to worship God through your pain and triumph victoriously. Melissa Johnson offers a variety of books, curriculums, and programs to guide you through a self-discovery journey.
Book your consultation with Melissa Johnson today at wowministriesllc.com.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayante is the show for your soul. Damayante speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayante, the show for your soul with Sarah Main, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Feeling stuck? Journey into a new exciting reality today. Join Coach Christine Clark as she helps you forge the life you desire. Through processes that shape, hone, refine, elasticize, and transform you, go beyond the curve and call in your unique destiny. Tune into the show, Forging a Life, live every fourth Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Christine, visit SunglowTransformation.com.
What could you achieve if you knew someone was going to ask about your progress every week? Accountability matters. Small corrections and check-ins with your goals can lead to big results in your business without you feeling overwhelmed. Success Magnified owner Mary Gall provides entrepreneurs a system of goal setting and accountability to create clarity about where you are now, your future direction, and the most effective way to get there. Book your free call at successmagnified.com today.
Are you ready to manifest the highest version of your life? Then let Adrian Cobb guide you on your own personal soul quest. Every year, Adrian hosts 2 7-day virtual solstice quests and a 21-day soul quest to create a quickening in your soul's evolution. During the quest, your heart unravels and you remember the depth of your love. The essence of who you are is always wanting to be fulfilled. To learn more, visit mywildmagic.com. That is mywildmagic.com.
Choose the New Earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go. Let's get down with some intuition, inspiration, intention. Yes. Kimberly Barrett is joining me here today. She's going to take us on the journey of how she helps people just the way you just saw. But Kimberly, before we do, again, give us a quick, what's on your horizon? What are you up to and how do we find out about you?
So the main place to go is sharinglovinglightshow.com. So that's sharinglovinglightshow, spell it all out.com. And that tells you a lot of stuff. I am a master teacher. So I have a lot of series classes that I do for unlocking your intuition. So people do a 4-week training with me online, learning how to tap into their intuition and learning to trust their intuition. I also teach mediums and do a mediumship certification. So if you're a medium, I can help you and guide you and also give you a certification. It's an 8-week intensive training. And then I do intuitive coaching as well as intuitive and mediumship readings. So if you're looking for intuitive guidance, I guide people. I don't do, a lot of people think psychic is like you're going to tell them what their future is going to be and that type of stuff. I am much more of an energy guide. And guiding people on, you know, the next steps to take and how to tap into intuition and a lot of guidance around manifesting to help people really like tap into their own power and move forward in their own lives. So that I'm super excited about all of that. I'm also writing a mini ebook that I'm going to offer for free that is about the three eyes that we've been talking about and that power of those three eyes together, you know, and it's intention. So setting your intention, living an intended on purpose life, right? So basically we're manifesting all the time. We're never not really manifesting, right? I know a lot of people really believe that like, oh, well, I sit down and I visualize this thing and then I think this, and then that's me manifesting. But really your subconscious programs and your subconscious stuff is going on in the background and it's creating also, you know, when you're not paying attention. And so it's important to learn how to set those intentions and really live an intentional life, right?
Yeah.
Once I've set that intention, then I'm letting go into the energies and I'm going to allow the intuitive guidance to come to me. So learning how to like raise your vibration so you can get clearer messages. So it's a lot of like raising your vibration. I've also learned over time that grounding is really important. And a lot of us in particularly American society, and I think in some of the more Western cultures, there's not a lot of grounding anymore. We're spending a lot of time inside. We're not barefoot in the grass as often or barefoot on the ground or in the sand.
Oh, man.
You know, really like learning, we're eating foods that aren't very grounding, you know, so learning how to really like raise your vibration, ground, and then tap into that system. Most of the people I work with are like open to that intuition or they wouldn't come see me, right? Because I'm intuitive. And what they have is that second guessing and that ego that steps in and is like, don't do that. Or they're, you know, people pleasing or approval seeking or the fears come up that the intuition is there. It's learning how to follow it anyway. Like you said, that I love that court story of like, and then I followed the intuition and life went grand as a result, you know, and what a scary thing to follow. You know, the lawyers telling me at 19 years old to say the truth. And what I'm going to do is follow my intuition.
Yeah. No, the lawyer was telling me to lie.
telling you to lie.
Yeah,
thank you. I don't know where I got tell the truth from in that moment. The lawyer was saying you need to lie in order to get out of this. And your intuition is like, you will do no such thing. You're going to tell the truth
exactly
in a really authentic way. So part of living in, you know, like on purpose, intentionally following your intuition, then when the intuition comes, then that's when we're challenged to take that inspired action and pull them all together. And I've developed this life where like, I moved from Baltimore to Knoxville and I didn't know anyone in Knoxville. I couldn't tell people what I was doing and everything fell into place last minute. I had everything packed up and had no idea if I could get out of my lease or not. And it was all packed in the truck ready to go. And then everything fell into place last minute. So it's a lot of like just really trusting that intuition, following that intuition. And what I've learned recently is I'm only taking inspired action, because what happens to a lot of us is we're spinning our wheels and we're overthinking stuff. And, you know, it's like when you're looking for a job and you're online looking for a job and looking for a job, it makes me think of Einstein that like, you know, if you're using the conscious mind to get answers, you're not going to find them because the answers are coming from someplace else. And that's where we're talking about that intuition. And then, you know, taking that that inspired action, you know, and that's where I've been a therapist for a long time. And what I noticed in my therapy is I'm much more of a coach. We've talked about coaching, that I really don't do traditional therapy. I'm way more of a coach. So I started stepping into more of a coaching role. And I realized that I was using my intuition in everything. When I'm interacting with other people, I'm allowing intuitive guidance to come in. When I'm sharing things, I'm allowing that intuitive guidance to come in. When you're in a group of people working on a project and everyone is being intuitively guided, it is so amazing the things that can happen and what we can create in our world. And, you know, we can see scary things out in the world, but if you're intuitively guided, you're always taken care of, you're safe, you're secure, because you're coming from that place within you, right? That is being guided and taken care of and all your needs are met and in each moment. But it's about coming into the now. So that's like my spiel on it. And what I wanted to do was bring this ebook out that, and I got so excited about it, that talks about, you know, the main key points around living this intuitively inspired life, like really, you know, understanding energy in a really like succinct, easy way, right? And then understanding setting an intention and understanding intuition, which is going to be the bulk of it, is more understanding intuition. And then following that intuitive guidance, what kind of life we can create doing that. I've been living that way since like 2012, I think, 2010, 2012. I was following my intuition in 1998, but really, really following it has been since like 2012.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love this because we're talking about a process that both you and I really embarked on. And, you know, to really learn the art, I call this an art.
Yeah,
it's an art. But then when you take intuition alone, it's one thing. Now you put it together like you did with the three eyes. Now you have a way of living.
Yeah, it's a way of life. It is so amazing. It's a way of life. And one of the things with intention is living that inspired life is my intentions aren't just going to be from my ego self. You know, like I intend to get a blue car and I manifested my blue car that I have now, right? It's like, I want to be inspired on my life path and I want to go in the direction that I'm meant to go in my life. Then the intentions come to me. Like I intend to live a love-filled life. And that's been one of my strongest intentions. Or I intend to do no harm in thoughts and words towards self and toward others. I set that intention and it takes the edge off of everything else. And I get intuitively guided on how to respond. So really being able to be guided, I get intuitive guidance with everything, you know, and I truly believe that all human beings are intuitive, like they have intuition and they can tap into it. What I've noticed is that it comes a little bit differently for everyone. Right.
Exactly. It's not a one size fits all.
No,
I mean, I've learned some tools. And one of the tools I've learned is from our friends at Access Consciousness, when I first started to interview them, has to be a decade ago. And that was, and Glenna would talk about this all the time. She'd say, if it's light, it's right. And then check in every 10 seconds because it changes. And now I've learned the power of that. You know, let me ask you this question really quickly in the minutes we have left. Sometimes we believe that our intuition is only for the big things. And what I've come to know now is I do this now automatically, and I don't even think about it. Is it a big thing I'm asking for, or a little thing? We got to get rid of that judgment, right?
Let that go, because I am intuitively guided all day long. I even ask, I have two cats that I take out on a leash, right? And I ask intuitive guidance. You know, I like to get yes or no questions sometimes and get that, like, you know, if it's light, it's right kind of feeling.
Exactly, right?
And it's sort of like, you know, do I take them out today? If I take them out, do I take just Big Kitty, which is my female cat, you know, she's the oldest, or do I take them both out at the same time? I can be intuitively guided. Sometimes it's like, which direction do I go in when I'm driving? Because, you know, I have literally found out later that I avoided that big accident because my intuition said go left.
Yeah.
I didn't second guess it.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. It is so important. And, you know, I don't want to go into a long story because we only have a few minutes left.
Yeah.
But I know there was something I did that was really careless once on a trip back from California. And if it wasn't for my intuition, my angels, everybody, right, I would not have known that I left Linda in my car on top of a very high ledge and didn't put the car in park. Ooh. And intuitively, I left my car door open. Now, the minute I saw that car roll, and I'm telling you, there was no barrier. I intuitively turned around from whatever I was doing. I have no other way to describe it. I ran towards, jumped in the car as Linda was trying to climb over to get the brake, hit the brake in time.
Yeah. And that's that you're going to be intuitively guided, and it takes fear out of life. There's no more fear when you're following your intuition, because you're going to be guided on what to do to take care of yourself. And that's your beautiful story right there.
Here's the thing I love about what you're doing. You're really wrapping inspiration, intuition, and intention together.
Mm-hmm.
Because even when I just talked about that incident, I will tell you that for a long time, it was hard for both of us to talk about that. The loss of my best friend, because that's what I was faced with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the loss of someone I love so dearly in so many ways.
Yep.
I can't even describe that emotion. But the fact that we have this intuition, what can you say in closing to encourage people, no matter what it is? Big, small, what you're having for dinner, it doesn't matter. What can you say to invite them to use this?
That's a good question. I'm going to ask my guides. My guides are saying, you know, that when you receive intuition, it's coming from a larger aspect of yourself. And so they can see a lot clearer. Whatever that energy is, sees clearer. And if you're following that intuition, you're getting the guidance that's going to keep you safe, that's going to take you in the direction that you want to go in, that's going to give you what you're asking for. And so that intuitive guidance is so important. Little babies and children follow their intuitive guidance. until, you know, the adults step in and tell them not to, right? We don't mean to do that, but until, you know, they're usually following some kind of intuitive guidance,
yeah.
Right? And so I just feel that following your intuition with everything is a positive guidance system that keeps us safe and shows us what direction to go in.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.